What up, my brother?
What's up with it, bro? How you feeling, man?
Oh, man. Good. Like King Kong?
No doubt, man.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling great, man. I'm maintaining, man. I can't complain.
Family doing good during this time?
Yeah, man. The family definitely doing good. You know what I mean? That's always a blessing. You know, that's the most important thing. So, definitely, the family doing great. How about your family?
Everybody good. We just left the tennis court.
Oh, man, that's good exercise, man.
Yeah, hitting some tennis balls. I'm trying to get in some shape.
Smart man.
But, yeah, everything good. You know, this coronavirus, you know, slowed us down a little bit. But at the same time, you know, we got to figure out ways to get around it.
We do. The realest thing they said during this whole corona thing is the new normal. That's the realest thing because we got to adapt and basically change the way we was moving around, change the way we was living, and take things into consideration, you know?
Yeah, no doubt.
Wow.
So how you been coping with it?
I've been taking it one day at a time, man. You know, it was bad for me, you know what I'm saying, because I actually lost family members to it. Well, I actually lost one family member to it, you know what I mean, directly to the coronavirus, and then my uncle, man, but we grew up more like brothers, you know what I'm saying, like, because he wasn't too far ahead of me in age. He actually didn't have the coronavirus, but the hospitals in New York City were so overwhelmed with people who had COVID that he went in there, you know, for another illness that he had, and they just didn't give him no help. You know what I mean? Once they found out you didn't have COVID, they really ain't give a fuck about you, you know what I'm saying? And long story short, he actually passed away in the ER. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was tough on that aspect, but as far as family, man, you know, and I think you would agree, you actually got to know some of your family members better, Dermot, throughout this shit because... You
know, oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And get to know yourself a little better as well, you know?
That's a fact.
Because, you know, you don't really know yourself until you put under some type of pressure, you know?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I believe that this virus... It scared me.
Okay.
You know, and I ain't usually scared. You know what I'm saying? But the way that it hit and the way that it could have hit, it kind of shook me up a little bit, you know?
Mm. Did you catch it?
No, I stayed in the house.
Smart man.
Right now I'm going on 8 months, no coronavirus. You know what I'm saying?
That's peace. I did the same thing, man. We took it real serious over here, like immediately. You know what I mean? We quarantined, you know what I mean? And people was looking at me, they was laughing at me like, oh man, you overreacting, man. You acting like you scared. I'm like, all right.
And they told me the same thing.
Word is smart.
Partners laughing at me, man, you ain't gonna come out. Hell no, I ain't coming out. For what?
You know what I'm saying? That's a fact. And you know what? With me, man, not only did I not want to get sick, more importantly, I'm thinking like, damn, I don't want to bring this shit home to my family, man.
For real.
I couldn't do it, bro.
Yeah, I had like 8 people that I knew personally that passed from it.
Wow.
So you know, it affect, and they passed, one of my partners passed early, man, like February.
Damn.
So I was like on it. Then I had like 4 or 5 more that got real, real sick from it, you know, where they was like, man, Rick, this thing is crazy, you know, so, you know, I was just like being really, really cautious, you know, with everybody that come around. I didn't want to see nobody. I don't want to talk to nobody. Still, you know, I don't really like being, you know, around a lot of people, you know.
Yeah.
I loosening up a little bit, you know, with the mask and everything, but. You know, at the end of the day, man, I'm taking it. Even though some people say, "Oh, it's fake," I ain't taking no chances. You know.
Yeah, but when people dying, man, it ain't, that shit ain't fake. You know what I mean? I know everybody got their theories and their outlooks, but I think they need to understand. You know, you got to deal with what's happening right in front of your eyes, and the reality is people dying from this shit. That ain't fake.
Yeah, and then you don't believe the doctors. And I believe a lot of that comes from Donald Trump, you know, with the way that he's been approaching the whole situation. He's been feeding people a lot of BS and people been buying into it. And you know, it's just crazy, man. But yeah. We ain't gonna get into politics today.
I agree with you though. I agree with you though. 1,000,000%.
Yeah, I voted for the first time. You know, I felt that it was important to get this guy out of here. You know, mm-hmm. so that the country could get some form of normality back into play. You know.
Right. You didn't vote when Obama was going in?
I was in jail.
Oh, you was locked up. Okay.
Yeah. I was locked up when Obama came, though.
Okay.
So you know, that would have been a good time, but you know, this was a good time. You know, I'll be able to talk about how I helped get him out of office. You know.
There you go. I like that confidence, man, because you know they play dirty, man. But I'm hoping for the best, man. I can't watch this dude on TV for another 4 years or whatever, man. I can't, man.
With this stupidity.
Foolishness, man. They're just clowning, man. Like, what the... Like, this shit is unbelievable, man. Like, damn, man. I don't even know how he pulled it off, man.
And they let him get away with it, you know?
Yeah.
So many things that they've been letting this guy get away with, man, that is crazy.
Nah, that's a fact, man.